Well, that was the song came about by way of an argument with my then girlfriend's father. He called me before I was able to call him. It was you know, several months, over a year into the relationship with his daughter, and he called me and basically, you know, was pointing his finger and was like, "What are your intentions with my child?" And I was so rattled and thrown off balance, I didn't respond. I couldn't respond.
Did you hang up?
No, I didn't hang up. I was just like, "I'll get back to you." Actually, he said his piece, and then he said, "I'm done. I don't want to talk anymore." So it took me just a couple of days to write the song, and this was my response to him. And I didn't give this to him immediately. I wrote the song and just kind of kept it with me, and actually proved in action. I went and I married his daughter, and so then he realized, okay, he does have good intentions for my child. Well, maybe you know why I'm here. Your daughter and I have been dating for some time now, and you've always been real, real nice to me. And I look at your family pictures and I realize that I want the same thing too. I almost feel like I could call you Mama and Daddy. Really, that's what I'm here to talk about. Mama, don't you worry about your daughter, 'cause you're leaving her in real good hands. I'm a real good man. Now the picture of this man is slowly coming into view. Papa, don't you fret and don't forget that one day you was in my shoes. Somehow you paid dues. Now you're the picture of the man that I someday want to be. I know it's hard watching the changes in our lives, but I want to make your daughter my wife. Mama, don't you about your daughter, 'cause you're leaving her in real good hands. I'm a real good man. Now the picture of this love is slowly coming into view. And it wasn't until recently that I, you know, gave him the song and I told him, I said, "This song is was inspired by you, you know. I just wanted him to relax and understand that he cherishes his daughter and I cherish her too." So I was saying to him, "Papa, don't you fret and don't forget that one day you was in my shoes. Somehow you paid your dues. Now you're the picture of the man that I someday want to be." You know, but that was my true feeling that I wanted to express to him.